and there is your dagger.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
318. Are you ready?
Aaron Rodgers here. What is the change that you received that allowed you to say, okay, let's do this?
Trust.
Rodgers sends it out left side. Aaron Jones wide open. Touchdown. Are you
ready? So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. Still to come, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Already a great chat with Chris Long and Mike Florio of the podcast world, former NFL Super Bowl champion world, and Pro Football Talk world, respectively. If you missed any of it, go to our YouTube stream, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for all of that. Certainly, if you missed Aaron Rodgers on yesterday's show before the Monday night game, where I don't know how many more interviews he's going to do where he just takes direct questions about what happened during the spring and the summer, because I think he's probably approaching that page line here, you know?
Yeah, we might be the last, I think, in that regard.
And, you know, I just asked him point blank, you know, because the number of times that we came on this program and heard from people, he's done, he's out, he's gone, there's no way. Complicated fella is exactly that, and it's complicated, and, you know, he's done. He's not playing there anymore. And I just asked him point blank if that's in fact going to be the case, or was the case at any point in time. He said it wasn't. He also said he wasn't closing the books on retiring. And what a total, complete waste that would have been if he had retired. After we saw last night.
Man.
I mean, and that is also kind of the craziness that's involved with Jordan Love being there on the team anyway. Is like, what are they doing? The guy playing at this high level and this, you know, familiarity with your fan base and vice versa and the whole place. You want to start from scratch? Look what the Bears are going through right now. Fumbling for the light switch. Thinking they got the right guy, but he's not ready yet. Let's stick with a veteran until he's ready. And so the veteran you're sticking with is your three-time MVP until the other guy's ready. I mean, that's kind of what I was sitting there thinking last night, and it is going to be tinged with every game, or every game is going to be tinged with this conversation. Not so much right now, but towards the end of the season, mid-season, towards the end of the playoffs. And certainly every game as they're down the stretch. And then the playoffs. And then it'll be, what now? And we're going to talk about it a lot. And I'm just going to go dive in just a little bit right here before Jimmy Garoppolo hops on the phone line with us. That, what would it look like for the Packers to tell Rodgers, we're done? We got to see what is going on with Jordan Love before we lose him. What would it have to look like? Because it would have to look like week one in a playoff loss, or week one for the entirety of December, that a complete collapse, diminishing return, Aaron Rodgers shows up and we're done now. Right? I mean, because if we're seeing the Rodgers from last night play the rest of this season and in the playoffs, and even if that does result in a playoff loss to Brady again or anybody else, are you really going to sit here and say, Aaron, we got to play the kid?
No way.
I don't think so.
Rich, were you a little shocked that Jordan didn't get any run last night? Even near the end of the game?
No. No way, man. No way.
Because, you know, they pulled some of the other starters. Like, you know,
this is his show right now.
Jones came out.
No way, man. No way. No. Not on Monday Night Football. Not in front of the home folks. Not when this is all going down. Again, it's just going to be fascinating to see play out. And there's a big game for the Green Bay Packers next up. It's against the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo and the rest of the crew going at it on Sunday Night Football for the 2-0 San Francisco 49ers. And joining us on the Mercedes-Benz fans phone line for the first time, I believe, on this show. We're almost 7 years old. So my first question for Jimmy Garoppolo is, where you been, Jimmy?
What's going on, Rich? I've been waiting for the invite, man.
Oh, hold on a minute. My bad. Welcome to the show, sir. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Appreciate you guys having me. How you doing?
We're hanging in there. I am just fired up to see football with fans. I'm fired up just to see football in general. I'm wondering how you've taken the first 2 weeks of this season so far, Jimmy.
It's been exciting. Two good little East Coast trips for us. We've been stuck in West Virginia for about a week before this Philly game, but it was good. Started off 2-0, always a good thing.
Okay, and so what is it like getting a play called in from Kyle Shanahan? Can you put me in your shoes, Jimmy, during a game?
There's a couple different situations, I guess you could say. Sometimes it's clean, one call, and we're rolling. Other times there's multiple calls, and other times he's talking to a coach while he's calling the play to you, and there's a little bit of confusion, but every time it's a good one, so it keeps you on your toes.
So he's like multitasking, talking to somebody else, and you have to multitask by figuring out he's talking to somebody else while getting the play in your ear, is essentially
exactly.
What you're saying.
Yeah, there's a little bit of you got to break it down a little bit, but most of the time he's clean with it.
Well, in terms of just the offense, we hear so much about how it's different from so many others and how Shanahan has a certain sense about what a way a play should be run and why it should be run. He's even, told officials, look out for the hold that's coming on this play, and a flag comes out because there's a hold. I'm wondering what it's like from your perspective, being his starting quarterback, Jimmy.
There's an element of he's setting up other plays with plays, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of get a feel for it as the game goes, especially when he gets into a rhythm. It makes for a fun day as a quarterback. He's setting guys up. You already kind of know it for the next couple of plays, and you're just waiting for him to call the shot play. And I don't know, it's fun. It's confusing at times, no doubt about it. But for the most part, I mean, it's a fun offense to be in.
And then in terms of just your current situation, which is the phrase that we use in the NFL media, that can mean 10 different things. But are you aware prior to a game when you might come off the field for Trey Lance? Is that something you get a heads up before a game or what? How does that work?
Sort of. I think you kind of know what the situations. The first game we got into the red zone and then they brought Trey in. But this game, like, we had plans for him to come in and it just didn't end up working out that way. And, it's kind of one of those things you got to be ready to roll. And when, if he calls Trey in there, it is what it is. But you can't think about it too much, I'd say.
So what is your relationship with the young man who's been drafted into
it's
your
really
quarterback
good.
Room?
Trey's a cool dude. Down to earth, hardworking guy, good dude. But it's one of those things. Our relationship, I let kind of just happen naturally. I didn't want to force anything, make it weird between us, and it's been good for both of us, I think.
Well, the weirdness that you helped try to avoid, how do you do something like that? Because I mean, they're obviously things are what they are, to use your phrase of it is what it is. But there's a lot of it there, and is doing a lot of heavy lifting, to be honest with you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, you, at least my, from the way I handle it is I try not to think about it too much. Go out there, play your game, let the chips fall as they may. And, if you do good things on the field, good things will happen to you. So just got to keep winning games. That's what it's all about in this league. Doesn't matter if it's, pretty or ugly, win's a win.
So how do you avoid putting that pressure on yourself when you know that maybe every snap is an evaluation? And not just, for your own self and the desire to be perfect that I know every starting quarterback in the NFL has, but knowing that the guy who's giving you the play, he might be evaluating every single thing that's happening. How do you deal with something like that, Jimmy?
Well, I think, not even just quarterback. I think every position should be evaluated that way.
Nice.
They're as coaches, they're always looking to, improve and, can we make things better in this situation? And I think every position kind of has that, and that's the competition of the sport that I think brings out the best in everyone. And so whenever you got, a situation like this or you know, there's a million different situations. Everyone kind of has their own story. But just any type of competition, I truly believe it brings out the best in everyone.
Jimmy Garoppolo here on the Rich Eisen Show before the Green Bay Packers come into the house, the Field of Genes, if you will, the home opener for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football on NBC, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's fascinating to me, Jimmy, that, you know, both quarterbacks, you know, starting, you and Aaron Rodgers, and then the backups, Lance and Jordan Love, you've kind of been in the position of both Lance and Love, and you're kind of currently in the position of Rodgers right now. And it kind of hits me, like, what advice, if Jordan Love seeks you out before the game, based on your experience in New England, what advice would you give him going on that night?
Man, I mean, there's a million things I would tell him, but just obviously this sounds very cliche, but just prepare as the starter. I think having that mindset as a backup, I had that in New England, putting in the time, putting in the hours. Whenever you could do things like that as a young quarterback, it's going to do good for you in the long run. You know, everyone's kind of like you're saying, everyone's got their own story. I've started as the young guy behind Tom and kind of grown up now, and now I got the reverse behind me. So, you know, Aaron went through it last year. Things worked out pretty well for him, winning the MVP and everything like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said before, the competition is going to bring out the best in you. You know, some people fold under it, and some people rise to it. So just got to keep that in the back of your head.
Is it? And it would you reach out to Rodgers before the game on the field to just chit chat about what's going on with you and how he handled it, and maybe pick his brain a little bit?
Yeah, there's a good possibility. Yeah, I know Aaron pretty well. We've talked a couple times, you know, on the field, off the field, and you know, whatever little piece of advice he could give to me. Obviously, it's worked out pretty well for him. The guy's been balling, had four TDs the other night or last night. So just, you know, this league's a crazy thing, and we all got our own story, and just got to make the best of your situation.
I got one last crazy one for you then, Jimmy. You ready for this one? Would you reach out to Brady for advice on the subject matter, Jimmy?
I don't, you know, Tom, that guy just, he keeps defying the odds, man. I don't know how he does it. Just the little things he does off the field, it makes him who he is. But, yeah, I don't know. I think getting advice from anybody, I haven't reached out to him, but any bit of advice from that guy is always a good thing. That guy, he's doing something right out there in Tampa Bay.
No, I know that. I know. I just was wondering if you have any relationship with Tom based on, like, the last time you spoke with him, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just more of a friendly text here or there, good luck, hell of a game type of thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like his situation is a little different than what I'm in right now. You know, he's had a million dudes behind him throughout his entire career, me being one of them.
Yes.
And he seems to always handle it pretty well.
He certainly does fight it off, you know, and it did work out, obviously, for you. You played in a Super Bowl. So what about this year and the Super Bowl possibilities? Is there any similarities that you're seeing already 2 weeks in, Jimmy Garoppolo, to that season from a couple years ago? Let's just throw last year out for every obvious reason, from the pandemic to injuries to being away from home for all those weeks.
Absolutely.
What about this year right now for you?
You know, I think the defense is very similar to that Super Bowl run we had. The defense is very stingy. They showed that last week against Philly. Just, you know, they keep us in every game, good, bad, or indifferent. The complimentary football that we played is very similar to that year. And I think just the leaders in this locker room, you know, we got – there's a lot of new faces, but the core of us is still the same from that Super Bowl year, just about. So there's a lot of good pieces, you know, a lot of the same coaches. And I think as long as you got your core players together like that, you always got a shot.
What's Kittle like in the huddle?
Oh, geez. I mean, there's a million different Kittles. That guy, he's the energy he brings, though, I just love it from him. He's nonstop with it, good, bad, or indifferent from whatever happened to play before. That dude's always ready to roll.
No, I mean, I love your response. I want to dig into that a little bit more. What do you mean different Kittles? What do you got for me on that? Give me your best one. Give me your best story.
I mean, he just, whether it's a good play or a bad play to play before, he's always, I'll say he's in his own zone a little bit. You know, sometimes he's talking to himself. Sometimes he's talking to teammates, getting everyone riled up. I mean, it's just the guy's, he's a handful at times, but I love it in every way.
What do you mean he's talking to himself? What do you mean?
I mean, just to get himself going. You know, the dude, he's different mentally, man, but in a good way. He's always riled up, but he gets himself going, you know?
Yeah, I know. And he's like one of his best friends is playing tight end for Green Bay. He's going to have a nice little reunion there with Tonyan this weekend. It'll be interesting. What's going on with Brandon Ayuk? What can you tell me about what's up with him best you can?
I think BA, it's nothing too crazy, at least from inside the building, I would say. We see him on a daily basis, what he could do on the field. I had a big third down conversion in the game versus Philly. I had a nice catch. But it's just, it's only a matter of time. I think it's very similar to the quarterback situation we got. There's competition at our receiver position, and, it's going to make people rise to the occasion, make people play better on a daily basis. And he shows that. He really does. And I really, truly believe it's only a matter of time for him.
So it's a competition thing is what you're saying. Like there's a bunch of receivers there, and everybody's got to fight for their playing time regardless of how stellar a rookie season they had. Is that's essentially what's going on with him right now?
Best you can tell? I would say it's more of just, we got a lot of playmakers at the wide receiver position. Starting with Debo, he kind of sets the tone for everybody. But you go down the list, I mean, there's some talent there. Maybe not the biggest name guys in the world, but there's talent. So it's one of those things that on a daily basis, who's going to bring it every day? Who's going to go out there and perform during practice as well as in the game? And like I said, I think it's just a matter of time before BA starts rolling here.
And then you might need name tags for your running backs, Jimmy, in your huddle. You might need one of those.
It was a tough week for those guys, man. But, we'll figure it out. Those guys are battlers. They'll be all right.
Okay. A couple last one for you, Jimmy Garoppolo. You're a part of the Eastern Illinois connection in the NFL. It runs deep from Romo, Sean Payton. How much alum conversation do you have with your coach's dad in Mike Shanahan? How much of that have you ever had with him?
In prior years, actually, when I tore my ACL, Mike did an awesome thing for me, kind of watched film with me.
Is that right?
When all the coaches were game planning and things like that, because I didn't want to be too much of a distraction to everybody. But we got some good quality time one-on-one, just watching film, talking ball, good stuff like that. But it's always a pleasure to talk to Mike. He's very down to earth. Comes from the same neighborhood as my dad, actually. So those two have a lot in common.
No kidding. Did they grow up together?
Same high school, actually.
They went to high school together?
I think it was a couple years apart.
Okay.
But same high school. Then he went to Eastern. We had that connection, and he was here during training camp for a little bit too. We got to talk a little bit and talk about the Panthers. There's not many of us in this league, so we got to stick together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Romo as well, obviously. Sean Payton. It's pretty unique. So, all right, what's your goal? Like, what do you want to come out of this year? When it's all said and done, and not just the obvious being a Super Bowl, but for you, do you want to stay in San Francisco? Is that what you want? Like to be able to do what Rodgers has done and Brady obviously even did to you, Jimmy? Is that your play just cannot allow the organization to maybe move on to a drafted plan? Is that your plan?
I don't know. To be completely honest, I haven't thought that far ahead yet. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I'm so, tied up with the season and everything we got going on. If I could repeat what Aaron did last year, I would love to do that. That guy, I mean, MVP speaks for itself. The dude had a hell of a year, though. So if I could, replicate anything similar to that, I'd be thrilled with it. But, after this year, we'll figure that out when we get there. We got a long way to go. We're only a couple weeks into this thing.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for the call. And I appreciate you doing it because you knew some of these questions would come about what, Sanchez referred to as awkward. And, and I appreciate you calling in and doing the interview. And I'd love to have you back. You just know there's a standing invite so we don't go 7 years without anything like this.
There we go. I appreciate it, man. Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do it again.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Jimmy. You be well, and we'll see you on Sunday night on NBC.
All right, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback. And again, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers taking on the guy, I guess, with many different personalities in the huddle right there. Here he is.
Yeah, right.
Kittle on the screen right there. And Jimmy Garoppolo, Kittle. Debo Samuel currently tops in the NFL in receiving yards. He's number one.
How about that?
Through 2 weeks. And then Aaron Jones goes against who knows who for the running back spot. For San Francisco, what a great Week 3 game on NBC. And obviously, Peacock after the game. You can check out the post-game coverage right there. What'd you think about Jimmy G right there?
think he sounded great. I think he sounded calm.
Head screwed on right.
And I think he sounds very confident in what they're doing and his play, which he should be. They're 2-0.
Shanahan said, we can do this. Cap-wise, we can do this. Roster-wise, we could do this. Locker room chemistry-wise, we can do this. He said that after they made the trade. Before the trade resulted in an actual human being being drafted. That's what he said. If this was a free agent acquisition. And, you know, Jimmy heard it all. They were grinding tape on Stafford. He's heard it all. These things are all not, even if he hasn't read it or heard it, one of his friends has, certainly his agent has. I mean, it's all out there. And yet, still, as we're getting ready for week 3 in the National Football League, the whole country pulling up a chair with Al, Chris, Michelle, NFL, media, all of us pulling up a chair to watch the 49ers and Packers. It's Garoppolo against Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Aaron, how do you deal with somebody being drafted behind you?
Going MVP.
Right. And Jordan Love goes up to him. Hey, Jimmy, how do you deal with being drafted behind, you know, a 12 who's a GOAT for the organization?
Stay ready.
And then Jordan goes up to Trey Lance. Hey, Trey, how you doing? Trey says to him, hey, Jordan, how do you deal with this? Like, everybody's going to be, like, asking each other for advice. It's a wild matchup.
It's interesting.
Everybody's been in everybody's position.
It's so weird.
And it's kind of like that line from Midnight Run. Everybody's telling me to go F myself.
Joey Pants.
Right? You know what I'm saying? One quarterback's going this way, one quarterback's going this way, and the other guy's saying, what do you want from me? It's kind of crazy. Garoppolo's been in Lance's position. Garoppolo's been in Love's position. Garoppolo's now in Rodgers' position because Love's in that position that Jimmy used to be in for Rodgers, because Lance is in the position that Jimmy G used to be in for Brady, putting Jimmy G in the current position as Rodgers. That's what Sunday Night Football is about.
Banana.
Right? I'm not missing anything, right?
That's banana.
And LaFleur came from Shanahan's organization. They're running the same drill. And Shanahan called up LaFleur on draft day saying, hey, that whole stuff that I'm doing about drafting Lance tonight, is Rodgers available?
Right.
And then week 3 is going to hit, and it's Rodgers anyway for Green Bay and Jimmy G anyway for the 49ers. Tune in Sunday night. How's that for a promo?
I mean, I'm watching.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We will take your phone calls when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple of pieces of news on the injury front to hit with Brockman as well. That's coming up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
During the filming of The Outsiders, you turned 18 and the other boys in the cast pranked you by trashing your hotel room by saran wrapping the toilet and spraying fire extinguishers into the room. Is that a true story?
Absolutely true. It was like, that was my college experience. I was turning 18. It would have been the equivalent of going away from home for the first time. And that's my fraternity. Those guys are my frat brothers.
What a shot
into
that
into this
seven
day.
Across, man. Jeez, yeah. Look at that.
It's a good group.
Look how tough Tom Cruise is trying to look in that photo.
Dude, Tom Cruise was such a baller. He was probably one of my closest friends, and he was so great. And I always looked up to him, and he always had these cool things that he would come up with. And I remember he was the first guy that ever came up with this conceit of tightening the titles of the movies he was in to make them sound badass.
Like
he did this, you know, the football movie, All the Right Moves?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, when I was making moves, and I was like, he's
a
badass.
That's a baller.
It's so baller. But then, you know, it was a problem when he'd be like, yeah, when I was making Cocktail, it was kind of a, you know, and I liked
No. The other one's no good either.
It was long.
Yeah, when I was in Tail.
When I was in Tail, you can't do it either way.
Can't do it either way. Yeah. It's no good.
When I was making...
So you'd go like Wing? Is that what you do when you did TV?
No, when I was doing West.
When you were in West.
You know, when Marty Sheen and I were doing West.
You know, on the set of Boy, me and Chris Farley.
No, yeah, when I was on a Boy. And Oxford Blues sets up just blues.
See, it's important to choose. If you choose the wrong one, it's not as good.
There's always one that's cooler. Like when I was doing Recreation.
Yeah.
If I'm doing Parks.
Right.
Instead of Parks.
You did Parks.
Yeah, man. Amy Poehler and I in Parks. We laughed all the time. On Parks.
On the set of Wayne, I was just, you know.
And by the way, you want to talk about Tom Cruise, too. This was the fact that blew our minds when the last Mission Impossible came out and he was running all over
amazing.
London. Right?
Those are the best movies ever.
On like a broken ankle that had just
amazing.
Healed or whatever. Is that he is right now the age in these movies doing this that Wilford Brimley was during Cocoon. That's a fact. That's boom, like mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. It's.
I don't know what it is. What makes it mind blowing is that Tom Cruise is doing that at that age, or Wilford Brimley was really that young in Cocoon.
I did a movie with Wilford Brimley. He was the first great character actor I ever worked with. It was a movie called Hotel New Hampshire. What are we doing on that one?
So when you did
Hampshire?
No.
When I was doing Hampshire, Lane.
It's better than Hotel. No. When you did Hotel.
How about just when I was doing New?
When you did New, right?
When I was doing New.
Damn.
When I was working on New with Brimley.
It's one of my favorites, man. Oh, boy. The great Rob Lowe. Oh, man. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. All right, our counselor, our favorite lawyer in the state of Iowa.
All rise.
Well, you know what? He's the only lawyer I know.
I actually
in the
state
was
a bailiff for one day in court, so I could actually do that.
Did you really?
We'd have a cop in court, so I had to do that when I was a cop.
Terzo in Iowa, back here on the show. What's up, bro?
What's up, guys? How are we all doing today?
How are you? What's up,
Terzo?
Hey, Rich, that was a great interview with Jimmy. Man, he stood pat with every question you asked. That was pretty good.
He stood in the pocket, tall. You know, I did ask him. I don't know. I Brockman, I didn't leave anything on the floor, right? I mean, like, you can't just basically say, you know, how pissed were you, you know, when this kid got drafted, right? I mean,
no,
I guess
you actually
I could've.
Went right at him with, you know, what do you want to get out of this?
Right. Okay.
What's your goal?
All right. Thank you, Terzo.
And he helped serve. It was really great. I just think that that should solidify for me and any other 49er fan out there just what the Niners are doing and should kind of instill some confidence in that team.
Okay. Very good. What else is on your mind?
Well, I think I kind of got a little bold prediction here, and Brockman might actually want to bet me on this one.
Terzo,
but
let's go.
I think the winner of the NFC West is actually going to be the one representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. So I'll give you all the other teams in your Buccaneers, and we go.
So he's basically saying he's taking the NFC West to make the Super Bowl in the NFC, and you've got the other three divisions.
And I get the field after the NFC West?
You get the field. You get the field.
Are we going straight up here?
Well, my thought would be is the loser has to wear the other person's favorite team during the Super Bowl. So you'd have to wear Niners gear, and I could wear Bucks gear. Oh, I mean
Patriots gear.
I mean Patriots gear.
Oh. So you'd have to watch the Super Bowl in a Niners jersey if anyone from the NFC West makes it, is what you're saying. Hmm. I wouldn't take this.
No, because the West is...
Honestly, the West has... Let's hash this out. Even though, Terzo, I do not condone this behavior whatsoever. But I got to help my guy. I got to help my guy out here.
Okay, so the West has four teams.
Four teams, correct.
And I'm essentially Bucks, taking like two teams.
Hold on a second. Bucks? Anybody else in the NFC South you think can win the Super Bowl?
No.
Packers?
Packers.
And Cowboys.
And Cowboys.
Yeah. And then there would have to be a fourth that you think could go on a run for the ages?
Carolina
unless you think
might with that defense,
like who the Vikings?
He's talking up Carolina right now. That's what Terzo's doing right now.
Terzo, stop. Sam Darnold,
would you take that in front of a jury? Terzo, really? Would you take that in front of a jersey?
You know, so sometimes you just have to work with what you got. Right? Okay. That's the best way you possibly can.
So basically,
you'd have to give me 2-1 on that.
No, because you have the Super Bowl winner.
I'll wear a hat and a jersey.
So basically, that's your two. So, wow. But Tampa could be worth two teams alone because of how great they look and how it's all going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that's not a. This exactly. is.
But I only have one other team.
No, I mean the Packers and
you got the Packers and the Cowboys. Let's
be honest.
Cowboys have no chance. They're too injured. They're too banged up. They're not. They have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
You can't say that.
No, you can't say that. I even don't want to say
really?
That.
Really? No, really. You know seriously, Chris, and you know I'm here to stir the pot a little bit. First of all, I would like you and Terzo to have something going. That would be fun.
All right. Well, let me think about it.
What do you even think about? This is it. He's giving you a chance right now. You
come
say,
on. Yeah.
I'm going to get bullied by the objection. I mean, come on.
No, so you... All right.
Intimidating the witness.
So you don't think Dallas is a good... Hold on a second. You don't think Dallas is as good a shot to win the Super Bowl as Seattle? Or Arizona?
I think Seattle and Arizona have any shot.
So then you should take them out.
I think it's two teams. 2-2.
2-2. So go for it.
All right. Terzo, I'm in.
There you go. I would put Dallas having a better shot at the Super Bowl over Seattle and Arizona right
really?
Now. Really? Wouldn't you?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Or Seattle, certainly the way that.
Any one of the West teams could make the Super Bowl.
Right.
End of story.
Right, and so the Bucks,
and this week we
the
might
Packers, and you don't think the Cowboys are a viable
and then
team that runs the ball as they just did on the Chargers and defensively can stop people like Justin Herbert, bro, without a pass rush, with their best pass rushers.
I would say the Chargers did themselves in that game with all the dumbass penalties.
Terzo, I think, does he have a yay or nay?
Yeah, no, we're
okay,
going to do
there
this,
we go. Terzo. There we go. This. Well, we're terms and conditions may apply. Thank you for the call. There
awesome.
You go.
Love it.
There you go. Get Terzo.
All right, I'm putting up this poll right now.
Wow.
Represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. You got the NFC West.
Or the field. What do you take?
Or the field.
Bro, field's going to win. The field's going to win because the Packers and Cowboys fans are going to click. They're going to be like the Wonder Twins uniting. Activating. That was an old 70s cartoon reference right there.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's 2-2. It's even.
Are you still talking to Terzo over there? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Somebody wants a picture. We're doing something. I just got to get some information from Terzo real quick.
All right. Put Stan in Kentucky on the phone in the meantime, will you please?
What is happening?
I have no idea what the hell's going on over there. I'm like looking down. I'm seeing he's still on the phone.
There you go.
I'm like, okay.
Stan's on.
What's up, Stan?
Oh, Rich. Thanks, buddy. That's great.
How are you?
You guys are great.
What's
hey, got one for you since Terzo took me off. In a way, I was going to go on Garoppolo and Brady going in a bar.
Yeah.
They wouldn't because they're too famous and they couldn't help it.
Okay.
My question to you guys, and you guys can help me, who's a graduate? Did Garoppolo graduate? Did Aaron Rodgers graduate? Did
no.
Brady graduate? Now, the Wonderlic scores are pretty darn good there.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Fitzpatrick, Harvard. But second, I take that gone NFC field. Dude, you're crazy. The Packers are good. The Buccaneers are good. Heck, Cowboys, now. I mean, they look good. Shoot. And McCarthy did win one with Aaron Rodgers. The Bucks, I don't know.
I know. And thanks for the call, Stan. Really appreciate it. Because the Bucks just almost lost to Dallas. I don't know why you're down in Dallas, Chris. The Bucks raised a banner in front of their home folks, and Dak nearly won it himself.
Yeah, they almost lost a game.
If the Greg Zuerlein, who wrapped it up the road here on Sunday, showed up in Tampa, they'd be 2-0. With a W in the back pocket against two terrific football teams. One that's, I think, the best in the Bucs.
Well, they need to start playing the better running back, and then they'll take
Boy. He keeps on. He's going to keep hammering that Tony Pollard's better than Zeke until.
He can say whatever.
You don't believe it.
I mean, I know it.
All righty.
There's things I know.
So
it's not even about me thinking.
All right, Brockman, I need a couple of injury updates from you.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. So I got.
Hold
one.
On. Let's do this right. Let's do this right. Let's do it right.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's called window dressing.
Sure.
Can we? All right. Here we go. Track it, everybody, because it's Chris Brockman's. If you're are you doing news? Yes or no?
I have some injury updates. Sure.
It,
yeah.
It is technically news. You're telling something that is.
Oh yeah.
Newsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So
yeah,
this is okay. So then let's do it. Here's Tom Brokaw.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, very good.
So disrespectful.
No, it's called production value, Chris.
I'm just saying, calling me not a newsman. I mean, I have awards.
From Maine?
Maine Press Association.
The man who would just, the mean streets of Saco, right?
Yes, yes.
You would be patrolling. You'd be looking for news.
I had a camera.
You're like a hound. You're like a hound.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. But,
okay, so Jarvis Landry did not play last week. We know he's dealing with a knee injury. He's been officially placed on IR, so he's going to miss at least the next three games.
Wow.
For Cleveland.
Just when Odell's about to come back, it seems.
Odell is hopeful to play this week.
Dude, I said that the Browns need to take their foot and break it off somewhere, and they didn't. They didn't.
Well, Rich,
Davis Mills was winging it around in the third and fourth quarter. I know. They still came up with the win. I don't see any pictures on the standings. They're still 1-1.
Yep.
They need to welcome, you know, the Buckeye, rookie Buckeye, back to Ohio and spank him back to Chicago if he's the one coming in. That's what they need to do.
I'd imagine the Browns will be a very popular survivor pick this week, I think.
Well, I don't. What do you mean? Like they're on an island and, you know, split into teams and they do something for immunity? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Exactly.
All right.
As we mentioned before, Ben Roethlisberger dealing with a pec injury. Tomlin said the issue will affect Ben's practice participation ahead of this week against the Bengals. Quote, we better be ready to be adjustable. So I don't know. Ben's not going to practice all week and then just going to go on Sunday at
like
age 39.
Like a bed? What does that mean?
I'm not really sure, but Mason Rudolph will get the start if Ben can't go.
Dude. Ride Najee Harris. Saddle him up and give it to him. 7-minute box, 8-minute box, figure it out, man. I don't care.
I'd get it to him 30 times.
Ride it.
I think.
Ride him. Ride the rookie. Let's go.
You know, 22 on the ground. Let's get him 8 catches. Like,
Come on. Najee, that's like an SEC team out there. Joe Burrow. You've played against Joe before, right? Just tell him it's like LSU.
Yeah, Joe's really good.
That's it. It just means more. Tell him it just means more. That's all. Even though in again Alabama and Florida, the clock's broken. they're doing the time on the field. SEC couldn't get the clock right. It's kind of crazy. In the Historic Alliance, you know what we do? We've got clocks.
You guys are undefeated.
We are. What else?
Don't you think Michigan should be ranked a little bit higher? They've looked really good.
No, we should not be.
Okay.
Coming for Rutgers, though.
Rutgers, they didn't let me in.
You got rejected from Rutgers?
I got in a new house, early admission.
At Syracuse,
and I did not get into Rutgers. I'm still... Okay, I'm going to stop.
They got standards there. Wow. In Piscataway.
Standards.
Huh?
I'm from my connections. I still couldn't get into Rutgers.
This is from Monday night, but Amari Cooper is dealing with a rib issue.
Oh, boy.
And Jerry Jones said he's hopeful, but that's a wait-and-see situation. So fantasy,
Monday night injury. Just don't want it. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's a tough spot.
That's a tough spot for your fantasy. Okay.
As we mentioned, Davis Mills going to get the start on Thursday.
This is great.
Houston and Carolina. Jeff Driskel will be your backup.
Jeff Driskel's your backup.
As Deshaun Watson has already been ruled inactive.
By the way, remember I said my four downs, I called it last week Deshaun Watson's bad weekend because everybody that was going to trade for him won.
Well, it was a good week for week two, right?
Well, week two, Carolina won and Denver won.
But
everyone else Miami, lost, right. Including the team that's trying to trade him. Yeah. And I will just say this.
Okay.
That I went home after saying it was Deshaun Watson's bad weekend. And then I looked at his Instagram. And I thought to myself, he wasn't thinking about football at all that weekend.
I didn't see what was...
And
was it pictures of his lady?
Was he places with his lady?
He was in a beautiful location.
Oh, wow.
And just living his best life. La vida loca. So maybe he's not ready to play football right now. He's not thinking about it. This is crazy.
Man, he was at.
Dude, this is crazy.
And as you mentioned before, Woj bomb to start the show today. Ben Simmons will not report for Sixers training camp next week and intends to never play another game for the franchise.
The reverse Wolf of Wall Street. He's not staying.
He has 4 years and $150 million left on his max deal.
He's leaving.
That's the other thing, Rich.
How much has he got left on his max deal?
4 years and $147 million to be taxed. Oh,
yeah. That's what we call having zero leverage.
Oh.
He's got 4 years left on his max deal and says, I'm not going to play again for that team.
Yeah, right. By the way, if I was owed $147, you know, to go back to the question you asked at the beginning about me.
I'm guessing, hold on, TJ, you would be here every day.
Matter of fact, I'd come in earlier than I come in.
Yes. So admitting you're aware of when you arrive here. You are aware.
I mean,
to use the phrase from Seinfeld in the Penske file, you are aware
TJ would open
when you walk in the door.
TJ got the remotes for the TVs here, so you can.
And as
on.
We mentioned earlier, guys,
shut it down, Mike. I shut it down every
so
night.
So all I got to do to get you here earlier is pay you $147 million over 4 years. Is that it?
I mean, why do you want me here earlier?
Your contribution is valuable.
We don't start chatting, let's be honest, until about 8:10.
Well, you wouldn't know because you're not here until 8:10.
You don't know.
You wouldn't know what conversations. You're the one who opened this door.
Okay, but you're saying that like you're here before me every day. That's not, I mean, maybe most times, but not every day.
Whoa. Hold on.
Not every day.
Go ahead, Mike. I really think we should move on.
Behind Mike.
Huh? Yes, you know what? I will admit this. You admitted that you are aware of when you walk in the door here. I will admit that when you come in before me, it's because I slept in. It's because I just said, you know what?
Wow.
You know what?
What
I'm just going to sleep in. It's not like I'm making any phone calls or dealing with three children who I love but are very narcissistic on their needs. It's got nothing to do with the other job that I have or the
jobs, Rich. It's jobs, plural.
As we mentioned earlier, guys, it's Bill Murray's 71st birthday. And now, Rich, you know,
dude,
we complain about this on Twitter when you just see a celebrity's name trending. You're like, no, what happened?
Yeah.
So Bill Murray trending, obviously, birthday. Everybody loves him. There is a cake emoji underneath his name.
They've done it.
So I think we've worked this out.
Yes, Twitter.
I think we have worked this out.
Now we need an edit button, and before that, the sarcasm font.
You'll never get an edit button. You'll never get an edit button.
So then a sarcasm font.
So we need some kind of sarcasm
font, I get.
Which, as you know, when Dick Costolo was in charge of Twitter, said he would call it the Eisen font.
And then
never got it done. And then just, you know, sold his shares and we're screwed.
What's your favorite Bill Murray role on Twitter right now? Phil Connors from Groundhog Day. Peter Venkman from Ghostbusters.
I mean,
Carl Spackler from Caddyshack.
It's toss between
Big Ern McCracken from Kingpin.
Big Ern McCracken with his comb over is amazing.
Big Ern McCracken.
His best movie, Groundhog Day. Hands down, comedy. right? Obviously, Lost in Translation, you could put up there with just one of his.
He's nominated for him.
Right.
Stripes.
And Caddyshack, it was, you know, terrific, great character.
Small.
Groundhog role. Day is his best movie. There's no question his Caddyshack character is the greatest of all time.
Oh.
And just to put a fine point on it, one day, thankfully not today, on his deathbed, he will have that and total consciousness to going for it.
Which is nice.
When we come back, some housekeeping. Housekeeping on this program. Two items involving our show that we need to make sure you are aware of. You are aware. And we didn't discuss this at 8:10 in the morning. This is all inaudible.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Before you leave, I'd like to play a game that we've created here called Start, Bench, Cut, similar to that, you know, blank, marry, kill game that we always used to play as kids. Okay.
Did we, as kids, play that?
Or as collegiate, or adults, or last week.
Yeah, okay. Last week.
We call it Start, Bench, Cut, so you can have to start somebody, bench somebody, and cut somebody, and we will have a Game of Thrones theme to it.
Yes. Okay?
All right. What's the first one, Chris Brockman? What do you have for
the first one is your favorite Game of Thrones character.
Okay, hold on. Just to give him the three.
Khaleesi, Jon Snow, Jorah Mormont.
You have to start, bench, cut. And cut.
I'm starting Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains. I am benching Jorah, and I'm cutting Jon.
Wow.
You can't have any rivalry. Jon, he's trying to, you know, that's his aunt, but he's trying to get in there right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We gotta cut Jon.
Okay. Didn't see that coming.
Okay, it's cutthroat, because we also knew, one of the many times we have conversations, you're a big Jorah fan,
right? I am, and now that he's got
he's back.
Ratio out, you know, he's healed. Back. Okay.
So that Jon Snow's out.
And Jon's out, he could be in.
Okay.
Not related.
But yeah, I know.
I don't think that matters.
Yes, Game of Thrones. All right, give him another one right there.
Okay, the nastiest MF-er on Game of Thrones.
You have to start one, you have to bench one and cut one.
Ramsay Bolton, Walder Frey, Joffrey.
If it's nastiest, I mean, you got to start Ramsay.
He's the worst.
I mean, he is the goat, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst of all time.
Worst of all time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bench Joffrey because he's close. Mm-hmm. You know, the stuff that he did. I mean, Sansa's put up with all this crap from the men in her life. She needs to pick better men.
Exactly.
Right? And so I'm going to bench Walder Frey. He's up there, but his death was was exciting.
So you cut
his
him. He's out. Fox. He's out. Yeah. Okay. Well, which he actually was, in fact, cut.
Right. Arya,
literally, from all that. Okay. And then we'll just do one more favorite movie. Okay. The three choices are Shawshank Redemption, The Fugitive, You've Got Mail. Start, bench, cut.
I'm starting The Fugitive. I mean, Tommy Lee and Harrison Ford, fantastic.
The best, right?
I'm going to bench Shawshank. Phenomenal movie as well. And I'm cutting You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
It's not even the best Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's modern times. Like, online and all that
stuff. Sleepless in Seattle?
That was like a phone call on a radio show. No,
yeah, but you've got dial-up. You've got dial-up email.
Yeah,
come on now.
You guys are wrong.
Yes, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for everything in our archive. And obviously today, if you've missed Chris Long, if you've missed Mike Florio, or moments ago, Jimmy Garoppolo, go to youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is how you can get everything for us. Hit the subscribe button. We appreciate that. On tomorrow's show, Ian Rappaport will join us from the NFL Media Group to give us an update on everything that you just kind of laid out there, Chris, and more. It seems like every single day we're learning about another injury. Also on tomorrow's show, Cody and Brandi Rhodes will be joining us. They've got a new they've got a new reality show. And I Zoomed with them yesterday. You're going to enjoy the conversation.
Any of my questions make it in?
I did, of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course, TJ, you know, you're my wrestling maven. I say, hey, help me out here. You did.
Well, that's what great. I do in the, you know, from 7:55 to 8. No, I sit there and look up wrestling.
Nicely done. So. Oh, that stings. Guess who's also on tomorrow's show? Guess who's also on tomorrow? Doc Rivers.
Hey.
It's just been booked.
Oh, then why are we talking? I mean, come on. We had all the answers in there right in front of us. Why are we speculating?
I don't know. We're going to talk to Doc tomorrow. Be good times. He's a narrator for a podcast,
there,
huh?
Are you going to go there with Doc like you did
mean,
with Jimmy G?
Go where? I'm going to talk to Doc about
this
stories.
Ben Simmons fiasco.
I always locked up. You know what? I'll ask him what he thinks is going on with Justin Fields for his Bears.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ask his 2 cents on that subject.
He loves the Bears, right?
Housekeeping. Also on tomorrow's show. On Wednesday's show, we will name our Toughest Player on Planet Earth Award. As you know, we're in the name, image, and likeness business with our friends at Gorilla Glue.
Yes, sir.
We name a player each week in college football and give them an NIL deal with Gorilla Glue. They get $1,000 and they get glue. Our first one was Jordan Davis of Georgia. Check out Jordan Davis's Instagram account. There it is, a guy with glue. And by the way, a medal. I didn't even know they were giving that. How about that? The chain. How about that? A glue chain.
Big wood chain.
Look at him smiling.
Love it.
With his glue.
I mean, he looks like he forgot someone in the copy, though.
Look at him. He says, this is what he says. Thanks to Gorilla Glue for nominating me as their first ever Gorilla Glue Toughest Player on Planet Earth. Now I can fix my life. Okay. Wow. We're life fixers here.
We're helping. People helping people.
Also, a little housekeeping. On Monday's show, we had Aaron Rodgers on the program. Mm-hmm. He said he loves Ted Lasso, right?
Yes.
Which just won all the awards, including the actor Brett Goldstein, who plays the character of Roy Kent. Brett Goldstein also writes a lot of this show, too. He's
sure
a genius. So this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say on Monday about Ted Lasso and Roy Kent. Roy Kent is my favorite character in that entire series.
He's amazing. That's what we need on football sports talk. I mean, that's exactly what we need.
That would be Roy Kent just basically calling BS on everybody, you know. But there are some shows on sports TV that come pretty damn close to it.
Yeah, but they don't have a Roy Kent. I think I could be the Roy Kent. I don't think anybody would want me to, but I think there's a few of us that could do that.
So now, again, for those who may not watch Ted Lasso, Roy Kent is a player for the team that Ted Lasso coaches in season one. In season two, he's a veteran, a GOAT player for the team. He is now retired, and I'm not going to spoil too much, Chris. I know you haven't gotten to season two just yet.
Not up to season two yet.
But in season two, he does try a little bit at sports television and curses his head off.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So for those who may not know Ted Lasso, I know you haven't watched it yet, right?
No.
That's who Roy Kent is. Phenomenal. And so he says he could be Roy Kent. And I think he was kicking the tires on it in the post-game press conference last night when talking about the trolls who said he didn't care as much about losing last week. He came out at the press conference and said, yeah, I think we cared a little bit more this week, which led to a follow-up question asking him, does that mean he was admitting he really didn't care the previous week?
Obviously you cared last week, but you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying? How do you take that?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
He's everywhere.
Roy Kent.
Roy Rogers. He's trying it on for size. It looks good on you, Aaron. Keep it up. That was great.
That was great.
That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.